From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. 78 former U.S. ambassadors to African countries sent a letter to the White House expressing deep concern over President Donald Trump's reported comments referring to African nations as S-hole countries. The former U.S. ambassadors wrote that they hope Trump will reassess his views on Africa and recognize the important contributions Africans and African Americans have made and continue to make to our country. During Thursday's briefing, State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert said the president denied using the vulgar word as reported.
Our relationship with African nations is much broader than any one alleged comment that was made. I think the people on the ground that we work with in the African nations know very well of our commitment here at the State Department and the United States government.
African ambassadors based in Washington are reportedly planning to meet Friday to discuss what actions to take in response. The World Meteorological Organization said Thursday that 2016 was the hottest year due to the warming effects of El Niño, while 2017 was the warmest without an El Niño event. Speaking at a news conference in Geneva Thursday, WMO senior scientist Omar Bador told reporters it's the trend that counts.
Of course, the ranking warmest or second warmest is not the big story. The big story is the trend. So you have to look to the trend. And also some manifestation of that warming with respect to other climate features like the sea ice.
This is VOA News. The United States Senate has approved a bill that allows U.S. spy agencies to surveil foreign targets overseas, despite objections from privacy advocates that it does not safeguard Americans' privacies. The Senate voted 65-34 Thursday to renew the National Security Agency's warrantless internet program, which inadvertently captures communications from millions of Americans. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a temporary government-wide funding bill that would avert a government shutdown this weekend. The measure still faces iffy prospects in the Senate, where Democrats are poised to block it in hopes of spurring slow-moving talks on immigration. The measure would keep the government running through February 16th. Today, Donald Trump said the military would suffer if the government shuts down, and the president took to the road to talk about his just-passed tax cut.
But the tax cuts are the most significant tax cut, most significant reform in American history.
He spoke while visiting the H&K Equipment Company in Pennsylvania. Protests by Haitians angry over vulgar comments made against their country and Africa by U.S. President Donald Trump. They protested Thursday outside the U.S. Embassy in Port-au-Prince. They gathered at the gates chanting and waving signs denouncing Trump over his remarks and the plan to end temporary legal status to 60,000 Haitians who were allowed to stay and work in the U.S. after the earthquake. Now they must leave the country in 2019. The world appreciation of U.S. leadership has dropped to a new low since Donald Trump became president. Doug Bernard has those details.
The Gallup World Poll found median admiration of U.S. leadership now stands at 30% in 134 countries and regions. The nation's leadership approval rating dropped 18% from 48% in the last year of Obama's term in office and was 4 points lower than the previous low of 34% in the last year of George W. Bush's time in the White House. Of the 134 countries, approval ratings declined sharply in 65 of them, many of which are U.S. allies and partners.
From Washington, I'm Ann Ball.
That's the latest world news from VOA.